At least 8 workers from the Market Basket supermarket chain have been fired amid a protest movement over company leadership, with another worker rally planned for this morning. Several of those fired have been involved in organizing protests, including Fridays at the company's headquarters in Tewksbury that attracted around 2,000 people. They are calling for the return of the ousted CEO, Arthur T. Demoulas, who was removed last month in a long-running fight with other family members for control of the company. The employee effort has inspired calls from more than 24 state lawmakers for a customer boycott of the Market Basket chain. One of those fired who's been involved in the protest is Tom Trainer, who says he worked for the company for 41 years. He joins us on the line this morning from Tewksbury, where he's getting ready for this morning's protest. Good morning, Tom, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob.
Tom, the effort so far has cost you your job, yet in an open letter posted last night online, you said you have no regrets. Why are you going through this? Why go to this length for your former boss, Arthur T. Demoulas?
Quite frankly, I think I said in the letter, I'll go through a wall for the man, and I mean what I say. I have no regrets, and I would do it all over again. He's just a man that is so admired by me and respected. After 41 years with the man, I have so much loyalty to him and his family and really feel like part of his family as a member of the Market Basket team.
Explain this for people who don't work for the chain or for customers of the chain. From your point of view, what's the ouster of Mr. Demoulas mean for the company?
Well, we feel we're going to try to sell the company, which wouldn't be good for customers or associates. Even if they don't sell the company, we feel that they're going to sell the real estate, which is a big part of our business plan. Owning the real estate and collecting rent enables us to keep low prices for our customers and keep us out of debt.
The company says your actions and those of the other co-workers who were fired have harmed the company and customers. And in fact, there are some reports that deliveries have not been made, that there are empty shelves. What's your response to that?
My response would be they were warned. They were given 8 days to give to go to the board of directors and get an answer for us. They failed to do so. They didn't take us seriously, and we feel that no decision that this board has made since last July has been in the best interest of our company, our customers, or our associates.
Do you truly believe that with these job actions, you'll be able to get Arthur T. Demoulas rehired?
If we didn't believe it, we wouldn't do it. Maybe we're naive.
What do you want from customers out of this? What are you hoping that Market Basket customers do? Are you hoping for a boycott of the supermarket?
Yes, and lawmakers have already called for that, and I think you'll probably see more lawmakers jump onto that today. We have a very, very loyal group of customers. They're in strong support of us. In fact, they were calling for a boycott before we took any action after they fired Audi a month ago.
The company may make some sort of a statement today because it is expected to hold a conference call this morning. What do you hope to hear today?
I think you're going to hear basically what you heard last night in the press release, that they've released people who were disrupting the company or whatever. But I have news for you. They're the ones disrupting the company, not us.
You worked for the company for over 4 decades. What are you going to do now?
I'm not giving up. I'm still going to fight on the sidelines as much as I can.
Are you hoping that you'll be rehired?
Quite frankly, not by this team, and I don't want to work for this team anyway. I work for Arthur T. Demoulas, and that's who I will continue to work for in my mind. And if they're running the company and they call me today and they tell me they want me to come back, not unless Arthur T. comes back with me.
Tom Trainer, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bob.
Tom Trainer, now fired worker for the Market Basket supermarket chain. We've requested to speak with executives at Market Basket, but so far, we've not heard back.